Welcome to Victory Bible Time, sponsored by Victory Baptist Church of Codin, Alabama. Victory Bible Time appreciates your listening to the broadcast each time and pray it is a blessing to you. And stay tuned at the end of today's broadcast for the address and phone number. The speaker is Brother Robert Reed, pastor of Victory Baptist Church. And now, Brother Reed.
Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Delighted to have you with us again today, and we hope that the radio broadcast is a blessing to you. And we're going to be taking our text today from the book of John. That'll be in chapter 14, a part of the Upper Room Discourse. This is the night before that Jesus Christ went to the cross to die for the sins of the world. Now I want you to notice as we come to John chapter 14, verse 6. The Lord Jesus Christ here this night, that is the night before he would die on the cross for the sins of the world, he makes this statement and he says in verse 6, "And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Lord, we ask again your blessings and anointing upon the reading of Holy Scripture. We pray, God, that you be with us today. We pray, Lord, for that soul that is lost. We pray that you bring them into the kingdom in the saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for the saint today that may be listening. We pray that they would be edified in the faith. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we come to this text, we see here that the Lord Jesus says, he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." An interesting statement that the Lord has given here to his disciples this night. And he said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." I guess we'll title the message here today, "The Way, the Truth, and the Life." We realize that man lost his way. We realize also that man, in general, has rejected the truth. And in view of the fact that he has lost his way and rejected the truth, he has forfeited life. Now, in the text that we're reading, we see the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ given here. We see the importance of what is about to take place in his life, in that his sacrifice on Calvary's cross. And so as we come to this text, I want you to notice, and we're going to take three words, the word way, the word truth, and the word life. Very simple message, but still yet very important. We'll take these three words and spend just a little bit of time on them. Now, when the apostle here, again in the upper room with his disciples, and he has been speaking to them, they have observed Passover. The Lord has instituted what we now call communion or the Lord's Supper. The Lord also this night washed the feet of the disciples. And he tells them, in verses 13, he said, "You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am." Verse 14, "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." Then in the next two verses, he speaks of himself being an example and as a servant, and they were to do the same thing. In verse 15 and 16, he said, "For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him." He's instructing his disciples. By example, the Lord Jesus Christ took a towel and girded himself and got up on his knees and washed the feet of the disciples. The Lord and Master of the universe did this for his disciples, that he might teach them to be servants, that he might teach them to be obedient to the Word of God. And so this very night, the Lord Jesus also said unto them, in verse 33, he speaks about having to go away. And obviously he's going to the cross. And we know the story that's given to us in the Word of God, that he would die and on the third day that he would rise from the grave. So he's away from them. And then once he's reunited with them for a short period of time, he then ascends to be seated at the right hand of the Father. And here's some more instruction that he gives to his disciples. He says in verse 34 and in verse 35, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. The Lord Jesus Christ became as a servant. He did become a servant, I guess we could say, to them. And he bowed himself and washed the feet of his disciples. And he's teaching them. And then here in this passage, he gives them a commandment that they are to love one another. Now, the Lord has been speaking in chapter 14, the text we've read from. He's been speaking in verses 1 through 4 of his Father's house, and which are many mansions. And as he goes to prepare this place for them, a promise that he would come again and receive them unto himself. And then Thomas said unto him in verse 5, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And this is when Jesus Christ said unto him, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I want you to think about the statement here that the Lord is making. He did not say, I am a way. He did not say, I am a truth or I am a life. He said, I am the way. There is only one way. He said, I am the truth. There is only one truth. He said, I am the life. There is no life outside of the Lord Jesus Christ that is clear from Holy Scripture. Every physical breath that we take in and exhale, the Lord has given that to us. And the spiritual life, think about this, he's given us physical life from our birth till now, and he's also given us spiritual life when we're born again, we've been saved, we've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been converted, we have spiritual life. Now, first of all, the Lord Jesus, he says, I am the way. What is he talking about? Well, he says that there no man cometh unto the Father, he says, but by me. He's talking about the way of salvation. He's talking about the way to the Father. He's talking about the way of entering into the kingdom of God. This is singular. I am the way. I am the way. The road to hell is paved with many good intentions. There are those that speak of there's many roads that lead, or many ways that lead to heaven. That is not true. We find very clearly in Holy Scripture that there is one way. You find this in John 10, verses 7, verses 9, verses 11. The Lord Jesus Christ is the door. There is one way. There is not many ways. And this is a narrow way. Notice in Matthew chapter 7, reading in verse 13 and 14, the Lord Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate, For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. He goes on throughout verses 15 through 29 to illustrate this. So we find here there is a narrow way that leads unto eternal life. There is a broad way that leads unto destruction or eternal damnation. Many will say, well, you Christians are narrow-minded. We're only narrow-minded as Christ was. We believe that Jesus Christ is the only way. And the Lord Jesus Christ himself said that he was the only way, that there is no other way to enter into God's kingdom except through Jesus Christ. In Romans 3, verse 12, the Bible tells us clearly there, God says that they have all gone out of the way. All mankind has went out or gone out of the way. That is the true way, the way of salvation, the way of God. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12, God says in his holy word, there is a way that seemeth right, but the end of the ways of destruction. There is a way that seemeth right. The end is death. The end is death. There is a way that seemeth right. In Hebrews 9, verses 8 through 12, there was a way into the holiest of all. And that is now through Jesus Christ, the cross, the blood that he shed there at Calvary's cross. In Hebrews 10, verse 20, God speaks there in his Holy Scripture of a new and living way. In Isaiah 53 and verse 6, it says, all we like sheep have turned to our own way. Romans chapter 9 and verse 2, and also again in, I believe it's chapter 19 and verse 9, speaks of the way. The way. Jesus is the way. There is the way. It describes the followers of Jesus Christ. The way. Those who are of the way. Jesus said, I am the way. He is the way to salvation. He is the way to the Father. He is the way to enter in to the kingdom of God. Jeremiah 10 verse 2 says, learn not the way of a heathen. And there's many other examples that are given to us in Scripture. I believe we understand that. But he also said in the text that we're reading in John 14 and in verse 6, again, speaking to his disciples, the night before he would die on Calvary's cross, in the upper room, he says unto them, he says, I am the truth. The truth. Think about this. Jesus is the truth. He is the standard and test for truth. Truth is the opposite of a lie. Truth is that which is trustworthy. Truth is personalized here in Jesus Christ. He is the full, complete, final revelation of God. I want you to think about that. In Revelation chapter 1, God says in his word, he said, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angels unto his servant John. Jesus Christ is truth. He is truth. Truth is personalized in Jesus Christ. Again, he is the full, complete, and final revelation of God. There is only one truth. There is only one truth. You say, well, you're kind of dogmatic about that. Well, would you want your doctor to be dogmatic? If you were flying on a plane, would you not want your pilot to be just a little dogmatic, to know what he's talking about, to know what he's doing? We find here that Jesus said in these verses, he is the truth. Now, that's also seen in many places in the Word of God, right here in the book of John. In John chapter 1, verse 14. In John 1, verse 14, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We find also in this same passage in verse 17, he says, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the truth. There is only one truth. He is the final revelation of God that is given to mankind. We are told in John 4, verse 23 and verse 24, that we are to worship God in spirit and in truth. Worship is based on truth. Think about this. All you got to do is go back to the story of Cain and Abel, and you'll find the issue of worship. They both were told what sacrifice to bring. They both were told when to bring that sacrifice. They were told where to bring that sacrifice. They were told what kind of sacrifice. We find that God rejected Cain's worship and his sacrifice, and God accepted Abel's. Why? Because we are to worship God in spirit and in truth. Our worship must be based upon what God has said in His holy word. In John chapter 16 and verse 13, we find the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. We find that the Holy Spirit is truth. Jesus Christ is truth. God the Father is truth. His word that we have is truth. As I sit here with you today, I speak the English language. I'm reading from an English Bible. I have the infallible, complete Word of God in the King James Bible. And so we have the truth. The truth tells us about Jesus Christ, who is the truth. The Spirit of truth speaks of Jesus Christ, the truth. In John chapter 8, in verse 32 and 36, the Lord Jesus speaks of the truth. He said, the truth shall make you free. And we find that the Jews at this time, they were in bondage, but they told the Lord Jesus they were never in bondage. They did not need to be made free. And he said, the truth shall make you free. You shall be free indeed. This freedom, this truth is in Jesus Christ. And as we look at this, we see that they were in bondage at this very time, number one, to Judaism. They were in bondage to sin, the old sin nature, and they were in bondage to Rome. They were in bondage at least three different ways. And they looked at the Lord Jesus Christ and said, we've never been in bondage. They were in bondage. They were in bondage to Judaism, to their whole sin nature. They needed to be saved. They're in bondage to wrong. And Jesus said, the truth shall make you free. Also in John 17, verse 17 and 19, the Bible speaks, he says, thy word is truth. Sanctify them in the word. He said, thy word is truth. The importance of the word, the importance of the Spirit of God, the importance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pilate. In John 8, verse 33-39, he says, what is truth? Now, Pilate did not really want the truth as he questioned the Lord Jesus Christ, but he did say, what is truth? The Lord Jesus Christ was the truth, and he spoke the truth. In Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 23, Holy Scripture says, by the truth, and sell it not. Buy the truth and sell it not. Salvation is a free gift. But if you want truth, if you want understanding, you've got to buy it. You've got to spend some time with the Lord. You've got to spend some time in His Word. You've got to spend some time studying. You've got to spend some time in a good Bible-believing church. You've got to spend some time praying. So he said, buy the truth. Now, salvation is a free gift. But the truth, when we want the truth, we want to know the truth, walk in the truth. He said, buy the truth. It's something that's got to be purchased. Got to spend some time with it. It's going to take some of your time. And then he said, and sell it not. And sell it not. James 1, verses 5 through 7, speaks of a double-minded man who is unstable in all of his ways. Those who reject the truth. We need the truth. Jesus said, I am the way of salvation, the way into the kingdom of God, the way that we would get into heaven. He said, I am the truth. There's only one truth. There is no other truth. There's one truth. And then last of all, he says in the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now that's an interesting statement, because every breath that we breathe, God has given it to us. There's many who will take that breath and defy God and curse God and mock their Creator. Every time you take a breath of life, it is given to you by God Almighty. Think about that. He has given to us physical life. Physical life, every breath. Your life can end at any moment, but God has given that to you. But God has also offered to us eternal life. Eternal life. In John chapter 10, verse 10, it said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. It's talking about eternal life, everlasting life, as in John 3:16 and in many other places that are given to us in the Word of God. In 1 John chapter 5, very interesting statement, in verses 11 and in verse 12. He said, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Now think about that. Eternal life that God has given to us, this eternal life, this life is in the Son. The next verse says, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Very interesting statement. Very interesting. He is life. Before we got saved, Ephesians 2, verses 1, 2, and 3, we walked according to the course of this world. Ephesians 4, verse 18, we were alienated from the life of God. Think about this. We find here that God has given to us eternal life. This life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Very important. In Revelation 20, verses 14 and 15, speaking of the great white throne judgment. He says in verse 14, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Of fire. There is a book of life. What is this book about? It's about life. It's about eternal life. It is a book or a roster that contains the name of all of those who have been redeemed. All of those who have eternal life. That's what this book is all about. When you stand before God one day, there'll be the book, the Word of God, in verse 11, 12. That'll be open that you'll be judged out of. Every man will be judged out of the Word of God. There's also a book that'll be open that is called the Book of Life. Verse 12, it's called the Book of Life. In verse 15, it's called the Book of Life. And all whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, they'll be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. It's an eternal death. An eternal death. So as we consider our text, the night before that Jesus Christ goes to the cross to die for the sins of the world, He says to His disciples, He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And He says that no man cometh unto the Father but by Me. He is the one mediator between God and men. He is the mediator of the New Testament. There is no other name under heaven that is given whereby men can be saved except through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other foundation that you can be built upon and enter into God's heaven, according to 1 Corinthians 3:11, except Jesus Christ. There's no other way, no other name, no other sacrifice. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. I beg of you, if you have not repented of your sins and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, let this be the day that you turn unto the God of heaven who sent His Son to die for your sins that you might have eternal life and have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, our time is come and gone again. I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast. Until next week, may God richly bless you.
You have been listening to Victory Bible Time with Brother Robert Reed, pastor of Victory Baptist Church. The address, Victory Baptist Church, P.O. Box 257, Codin, Alabama, 36523. Phone number 251-873-4422. That's 251-873-4422. Location in Codin, Alabama, on Bellengrass Road, about 3 miles south of Bellengrass Gardens. Times of services, Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Again, thank you for listening to Victory Bible Time, Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WOSM FM 103.1. Until next time, may the Lord's blessings be upon you.